Radio Ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Amen. I said the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I declare to you today, no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. And those lying tongues, those criticizing tongues, those condemning tongues, God gonna lock them up and shut them down. Amen. Anybody ready for some new wine? Some divine wine? Some Kairos? I'm here to tell you this morning, something that's supposed to happen for you is about to happen for you. I said something that God has on his calendar is going to happen for you. Wait on the Lord. Be of good cheer. I said be patient. God's got this thing under control. He hadn't forgotten you. He hasn't neglected you. You're the apple of his eye. It doesn't matter what weapon you have seen form. I hear him say, I'm going to prepare your table in the presence of your enemies. I'm going to let them smell the steak, the fried fish, the shrimp. They're going to get a whiff of it. I'm going to prepare your table right in the presence of them. And they will do you no harm. Somebody need to grab a hold of that. I'm pouring out some new wine for you this morning. Get rid of that old wine skin. Things are about to change for you. Tell somebody right now, let God have his way. You see, we all like good change, but sometimes people don't like to change. But thank God he's a master physician. He know how to operate on you without hurting you. He's not like a lot of these physicians today. They just practicing on you. He knows exactly what he's doing. The word is quick and powerful, sharper, sharp. Nothing dull about his word. The word sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder soul and spirit, joint and marrow, thought and intent. God knows just what he's after. God knows just how to build you. God knows just how to take stuff out. God knows just how to remove stuff. God knows just how to eliminate the cancer that's in your spirit without doing you any harm. The word is life. So prepare. Tell someone, prepare for new wine. New wine. God's about to do a reset in his church across the globe. A reset. The globalists talk about a reset. They say by 2030 you'll own nothing and be happy. The devil is a lie. They're about depopulation. Amen. Depopulating. They'll try all this stuff to depopulate. That's never been God's plan. As a matter of fact, I declare to you today, that's going to backfire. I I said it's going to backfire in their face. They tried it with the Israelites. There was a Pharaoh that came up that didn't know Joseph. Said, these folk getting to be too many. If a war breaks out, they'll join our adversary. Let's start killing them. They started throwing the male babies into the Nile. But the Bible says the more they did that, the more they multiplied. I'm telling you, God's got a way where it ain't no way. Amen. I said, God's got a way where it seems like there's no way. The enemy's trying to reduce you, but God's increasing you. That what the enemy means for harm, God means it for good. Tell somebody right now, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. Do you know, as your days are, so shall your strength be. What does that mean? Whatever you need, when the time comes, God has provided it. Now remember, the unjust judge didn't fear man or God. But look what God did. That woman, Kronos, what she could do until it got to the Kairos. Amen. See, there's a Kairos in your path. Amen. That's why you don't stop. Amen. That's why you don't quit. Amen. That's why you don't give up. Amen. Tell somebody, change is coming. New wine. New wineskin. I prophesy divine intervention in your life. Divine. Not stuff that you saved up for. Not stuff that you've accumulated over the years. All that's good and wonderful. But I'm talking about something divine. Something you didn't expect. Something you didn't see coming. Something you didn't know would happen. Something that's going to blow your mind. Tell somebody it's coming. She did the Kronos. God did the Kairos. And guess what? Much of this will be when you least expect it. Abraham and Sarah received a promise. They got so busy, they made mistakes. They went before God. But God said, at the appointed time. Amen. Tell somebody, I got an appointment with God. In other words, you are on his schedule. Jeremiah says he has reserved the times of harvest. That there's a reservation for you. Any of you that travel and go through airports and that and have to have rental cars, you reserve one ahead of time. Yes. I remember we reserved one car. I forget where we were coming from. And I think we were coming into Miami or somewhere. Miami, I forget which airport it was. But it was such a busy season that they were all out of rental cars. All of them. But we had a reservation. Amen. We did. We got the number and everything. And so what they had to do, because all the ones that we like to upgrade, they had gotten, you know, all of them, they had to upgrade us again. I'm telling you, there's some really nice cars. Why? We had a reservation. You have to honor the reservation. God says, I have reserved for you your times and seasons of harvest. Tell somebody, get busy with the Kronos. Don't throw it by the wayside. Keep on keeping on. It is moreover, it is required in a steward that a man be found faithful. God can't put a blessing on unfaithfulness. But you may not have it all together. But stay faithful. I guarantee you, God will look down and see you like the woman. All odds were against her, but she kept going. She hit her kairos. I declare, no matter what it is, you know, keep coming, keep hearing. Eventually that word is going to do a surgery on you. Eventually that word is going to do a healing on you. That woman with the issue of blood, 12 long years. 12 is the number of government. That thing had taken over her life. It was governing her. Spent all her money on physicians that practice. Was no better, but only grew worse. She heard something. She heard about Jesus. Amen. The man from Galilee. Yes. She heard that people were being healed. Amen. Now I want you to see the new wine in the new wine skin. Jesus brought the new wine. But this woman with the issue of blood says, you know what? I ain't even got to get him to lay hands on me. If I can just get close enough to him to touch his clothes. Now, where was that written in the scripture? It wasn't there. She created something. She got her new wineskin. If I can only touch the brother, nobody's got to know. See, the religion tries to lock you down. You got to get it one way. This is the only way you can get it. God is creative. God will talk to you anywhere. God will talk to you while you got the newspaper in the restroom. God can talk to you. Yes, he can. He give you revelation. Amen. No matter where you're at, God can talk to you. Stop putting God in a box. God can use a child to talk to you. If he used a donkey in the scripture, I remember a brother who, he's in ministry now, but he was backslidden at the time that this happened. He went down to his barber. You know, his barber had a barbershop in his house down in his basement. And we don't have basements here, but in his basement. And he's, you know, running from the Lord and ain't listening to anybody. He tries to tell him, you know, you get back to the Lord. He's not listening. So the barber has a little boy that's down in the barbershop playing around while he's cutting his hair. Excuse me. The little boy is pushing a little fire engine or something around on the floor, crawling around. And he gets in front of the guy's chair. And he looks up at him. And he says, "Preach! Preach my word." Tell me what God can't use to get your attention, to put some fear in you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.